Views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Rarasaunas Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Jamie Mack, and we back in the motherfucking building, and Jay Smooth is out of the car. He in a motherfucking house, y'all. He got four walls and a mic today, man. We might have actually a fucking decent show. Oh, man. What's up, everybody? What's up?
Nobody. What's up, Jay?
We could.
You already know. Jay Smooth is in the building.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing or not.
And not in a car, and not in a fucking car. You say, wasn't that French? Why I look depressed?
You look like a depressed Falcons fan.
Hey, no, I ain't no depressed Falcons, man. I've been feeling like shit pretty much all day, man. It's been a rough day for real, though. I don't know what's been going on.
What, like sickness?
Yeah, man, I don't know. Something going on. I don't know. It's one of them down days. I don't know. And shit like that. I'm hoping it's not sickness. I was praying that it's not sickness. You know what I'm saying? It's three believers on here. It was three believers on here that we know pray to us change things, right? You know what I'm saying? And we know one person. Whoa, hold on.
Wait a minute. No, let's ask. So, French Reggie, do you believe prayer changes things? You can say the yes or no answer.
No.
Okay. Jamie Mack, do you believe prayer changes things?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so it's 50-50, Smooth. I don't think everybody on here agrees with you.
Me and him, we going to heaven. You two niggas?
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
Let me go that way. Y'all two niggas, y'all go ahead.
Hold up.
Not you. See? Hey, Jay Meese. No. Me and you. You?
I'm not saying that to you. I'm not saying that. I got your signals straight. We good. Me and you going to heaven. I just got French Reggie. He always does this to me. And I think, be honest, he's putting this nigga up like a piñata, just ready for me to do this to him. French Reggie. We just had a situation in the Slack room where prayers were being offered up for you, my nigga, for loved ones, and you took all of those prayers willingly. You should have just told niggas, don't do it.
I did. He's trying to hit below the belt.
You should have told them prayers bullshit. What are you guys doing? Save your prayers.
When people say we're praying for you, they're not. You know what's funny? Most people say that shit and not one time ask God anything on behalf.
I do. Yeah, I do.
I'll pray for you. I stop right then and pray.
Right. I don't believe.
Hey, me and you both, J Mac. I actually have prayed for people where they can hear my prayer and know what I'm saying to God.
I don't need you to hear me.
Hey, look, Smooth. Pray for the show right now. Pray for us being successful. Go ahead.
Okay, Heavenly Father, most precious God, we come today. Lord God, thank you for health and strength, for waking us up this morning. We ask, Father God, that you just bless this show right here. Lord God, we ask that you continue to bless listeners to come our way so that we can get many downloads.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we ask that you allow, you know, our fan base to just spread the word on thank what we're doing Jesus. Here, Lord God, because we're providing laughter for the souls, Lord God. We just thank Amen. You for everything that you blessed us with. We thank you for the things that you're doing in our lives and the things that you're going to continue to do in the future. It is in your saying, and we pray. Amen. Man.
Okay, hey, man. Let's go. So, okay, woo! So Smooth. Here's my concern. Here's my concern.
Okay,
is that the first time you prayed for the show?
No.
So what happened all the other times? So this time's gonna work.
Smooth, you had to see that coming.
Be honest.
Stop, Smooth, because you lied. Okay. You should have just told me.
Because I didn't pray for the show before. This is the first time.
Right. Right. So don't do that. Just tell the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
J-Mac, and I appreciate that, J-Mac, because I was just gonna see what he was gonna say, because I was gonna go the opposite way. You know what I'm saying? saying? I think he has something for me, depending on either way, whatever
either
I
way,
say.
Either
you know
way.
So, he has so something set up for me.
I have something for either way. So check this out. Here, why the fuck is this the first time you praying for our show? Do you not like our show? You don't care about our show?
Hey, you know what? Be honest. I actually love the show. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what? I can't even, I'm not even going to lie to you. Say why I didn't pray for the show. You know what? But moving forward, I'm adding you to the prayer list. I'm adding French Reggie to the prayer
not
list.
You.
I'm
not
adding
you,
J-Mac to the prayer list. I'm adding the show to the prayer list. Like, to sick and shut in. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm going to do, be honest. Moving forward. And watch prayer change things. Watch it. Watch God move. Watch God move in your life, be honest. Watch
in
it.
My life.
And your life, be honest. Yeah. So,
wait a minute. Whoa. Is this?
He doesn't even understand. No, be honest, is already a made man.
Hold on, Mac. We've been friends for, woof. What is 90? What is 92? What is 2020 minus 1992? What is that, Mac?
It's a long time.
Oh, that's 26.
This is your first time praying for me, too?
28 years.
Oh, no.
In 28 years, this is your first time praying for me, too?
No, I know. I've prayed for you many times. I'm just waiting on things to turn around for you to come back to Christ. You know
how
what
long?
Saying?
How long are we gonna give it before we diminishing returns? What is that? The J-Mac says all the time. Diminishing returns. How long we keep praying? How long we keep taking time out?
That works there,
prayers,
right?
You can be giving to somebody else. That could be somebody else's prayer. You're wasting.
A prayer is never wasted. You know what I'm saying? You just keep praying. It's like that mom that keep praying for her son to turn around and change and things like that. And eventually, he will do it. He will do. You know what I'm saying? It's just unfortunate. Prison caught up with him first. You know what I'm saying?
Prison gang changed that nigga. Then he became a Muslim, put on a kufi, and came back trying to be talking expeditiously.
But he got changed, though, right?
That ain't prayer.
Never mind. I'm not gonna.
So God had somebody go in and anally rape this dude to change him. That's the way.
You don't know what's going on in that man's life. You don't know what
that's
it
the
takes.
Mysterious ways. That's the mysterious ways in which God moves.
Some people only understand certain things. Not everybody has the same love language, to be honest.
God moves through the anus. I get it.
You don't know what his love language was.
That's fucked up, to be honest. That's messed up. That is messed up.
Oh, my God. You know what that's saying? Disgusting. That's disgusting.
Listen, be honest. I don't know, man. I guess when we was putting the rundown together, you didn't want to piss people off with my other topic. My Trump topic. It was about the Trump. Trump and Corona. And survival of the fittest.
We can talk about that if you want.
And survival of the fittest.
Because I heard something today, man. If you're already ready to go there, I heard something today that kind of was just, I started thinking about, you know what I'm saying, just since we've been 3 years now, and I've watched the media get increasingly more and more disrespectful. And I'm just wondering, how do y'all feel about the way that, I know King Kunta already agrees with this, another host on the Rare Sonnets Network, but how do you guys feel about the way that Trump has done? There was this Twitter post. Let's see if I can find this. Hang on.
Just wondering.
Hey, why be honest?
No, here it is. Listen.
Okay.
What is it about President Obama that really gets under your skin? Is it because he's smarter than you? Better educated? Made it on his own? Didn't need daddy's help? Wife is more accomplished? Better looking? I don't know. What is it? What is it about him? That he's a black man that's accomplished, became president? That he punked you on the whole birth certificate thing? What is it about him? Just wondering.
So, you know, I'm a military person, and I think I take this differently than most people do. But when has it ever been okay for people to speak about our president this way? And what precedent are we setting for the future presidents? And how do y'all feel about it?
I'm. Who was that?
Okay. That was Don Lemon's gay ass.
Hold on. Don Lemon.
I
need to understand your perspective. You need to understand my perspective? Go ahead, what do you mean? Ask me the question. Because the reason why I really want to know your perspective is because you don't appreciate how the media is now making fun of the president, right?
Right.
That's the reason why you don't like how Don Lemon. But as somebody that served the country too, are you happy on how the president has been treating his job? Like, he's just how he's role in office.
Okay. That's a fair question. But here's the problem, right? There are some things that I feel like don't get questioned, right? Now, I'm not saying the president isn't 95% of the time saying idiotic things, but he is still the president. And if that role or that office means anything, then it has to always mean something. It can't only mean something when it's the guy you like. There should never be a time where anybody feels like they have the ability to get on live TV or whatever and say stupid shit like that to the president, because what that sets the precedent for is the next president, if it's somebody you do like, then they're going to talk shit about that. What are we saying about our country if we're willing to do the person that we voted into office that way? I don't agree with that, being a person from the military.
You just pretty much saying it's a time and place. You're saying it's pretty much like a time and place for all that. And you know what I'm saying? But if
Trump, I don't think he's saying that. I don't think he's saying there's no time or place to do that, is what he's saying.
There's no time or place. And when that nigga is not president anymore, if you have something that you might want to say, really, to be honest, it's too late, because we treat our past presidents like presidents for life. They voted the motherfucker in. Shut your goddamn mouth. I'm not saying don't disagree with him. I'm not saying don't vote against him. I'm not saying don't vote him out. But when you start doing the name calling, even if he is, that doesn't matter. You voted this nigga in. That's the highest office in our country. Respect the office. Even if you don't respect the person, respect the office. Now, that way, when we get him out of the way, we're not now opening up this precedent for talking crazy about our leader. That's all I'm saying. Being a leader is a tough job, no matter who it is. Go ahead. Go ahead, Reg.
Yeah, but I think the only reason why we're doing that is because who's in office. I think the next president, as long as he handles himself accordingly, we wouldn't treat him that way. I think Trump opened that door because who he is and how he acts.
You don't get to pull that back in. You don't get to reel that back in. Once you're talking wild about presidents, you don't get to reel that shit back in. You know what I'm saying?
I think everything is according to its own situation.
I think Trump is the X factor. Yeah.
So, like, if the next president handles themselves with dignity, I mean, I think it's the same way, like we talked about before. You know, if you treat your wife or your spouse or whomever you're with wild in front of public, call her a hoe and a bitch and get my shit and this and that, ain't no one else going to have respect for her neither, right? So that's the same thing. Like, I mean, the way he is, he doesn't really command a lot of respect because he don't give it. So it don't work that way. You can't be a non-disrespectful ass nigga and then expect to get respect. Reason why people come at him a little bit different. But as far as the Don Lemon shit, he was trolling him, though. I mean, that was just a straight troll job. I mean, the questions are all loaded. I mean, because he's this, his wife is more of that. You know what I mean? All of that is just... He's just trolling.
I personally don't give a fuck. Don Lemon does not have the right to do that. Don Lemon is a fucking nobody. That's how I feel.
Sure
about
he is. Don Lemon's a fucking joke too.
Here's my thing, right? I'm saying that if we're saying that the president can be spoken about this way, that shit don't end to me when Trump leaves. You know what I'm saying? That's not the shit show that I was part of. I mean, it was a whole different shit show, but it wasn't a shit show wherever there was a time where a fucking news anchor felt like it was his responsibility to troll my nigga. No, that's just, I don't understand that. And I don't agree with Donald Trump, but I also don't agree with how people have said the most crazy shit about our president, not about Donald Trump, but about our president.
Yeah. But see, I think you got to be able to separate the two. I think that people are not coming at the presidency like that. They're coming at Donald Trump. And again, because he is so disrespectful, right, in a lot of ways, and he hasn't stopped. So he was disrespectful as a just a rich white dude, right? That's just the way
he sure was. And you voted him in. So this is what you asked everybody for, knew now that. You don't want it.
Well, I think maybe some people thought that the office would acquiesce to the role that he was taking on and be a little bit, you know, professional, presidential in his behavior.
You can't sell this to me. So what you're basically saying is we're not going to hold ourselves to a higher standard because he's a dickhead. So we're going to be what he is. No, that doesn't work for me.
So it's kind of like, you know, if an enemy just, you know, is willing to go to whatever extent. Yes, if you want to win the war, sometimes you do have to go to that extent with them. You can't war, go,
this
you
is know what? Our
I'm not
going to
use that kind of fucking warfare
that's what
because
saying.
I'm above
you
that.
Are saying that we're at war with our president. That is fucking ridiculous to me. Anybody who thinks you're at war with Donald Trump, you're a fucking idiot. You're an idiot. Yeah.
So be honest, what you're saying is that's like saying
war against some Americans if you haven't noticed. I don't know
if you believe that. So again, we're talking about the negative stuff is always just Donald Trump, but when it's the positive stuff, it's somebody else.
I'm not talking about the positive stuff. I'm talking about the facts.
What has he waged war on? Give me some
on minorities. He fucking Mexicans.
In which way?
What you mean? In which way?
In which fucking way? How is he waged war on minorities?
I wouldn't say war. I wouldn't.
You mean illegal aliens? They're not fucking Americans.
War is a strong word.
What are we talking about? We're talking about dumb shit. That's what I'm saying. You have no data. He's waged war on Mexicans. Where? When?
Hey,
how?
That
why?
Nigga,
give
hey,
me the dumbest
on,
side of it.
Hey, wait a minute, hold up. He's waged war against the middle class when he fucking allowed the fucking IRS to take away 17-year-olds from our fucking tax returns. Fuck you.
Oh,
yes,
man.
He did
on,
that.
Man.
That was Donald Trump.
He just signed off on you to get a fucking... He made up for that when he just sent you a stimulus.
No, he didn't.
So that's
you know what? I was just talking about that trillions. That ain't enough trillions. All the money that just got out, that ain't enough. Where the rest of the money at?
Be honest. So what you're saying is that's like that bullshit at school. If somebody hits you, come tell the teacher. You know what I'm saying? You don't just retaliate back at them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? J-Mac said, fuck that. If you hit me, I'm hitting your ass back. And then whoever catches, y'all go tell the fucking teacher. You know what I'm saying?
That's not what I'm saying. Even like what
French is saying, right? I even still, when we get the next president in office, I think the motherfuckers still might take a page out of Trump's book because it's unlike anything before that we've had. I think other presidents are still going to speak their mind to a certain extent, and they're going to do. They might do it in a look classier or more tactful way, but I think that Trump has changed it up for all the presidents to come to say, "Shit, I'm gonna do really what the fuck I want to do when I'm up in this bitch." You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. Where was he at during the Bush era administration? Where the fuck you? This is not new.
I wasn't paying attention. I was too young chasing them motherfucking women. Fuck that shit. That shit didn't bother me then, nigga. I'm paying attention. I'm old now. You know what I'm saying? You pay attention. You start paying attention to a little bit more shit when you get older, J-Mac.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, and that's another thing. Ooh, be honest. I have to really call bullshit down. They had a fucking cartoon about fucking, what was his name? It was called Little fucking,
Shop of Horrors?
No, what was his name? Lil Bush. And it had him and Condoleezza Rice and they were all little fucking kids and he had fucking Jeb Bush eating out of a fucking, they used to dog his ass fucking consistently. Bush fucking Jr., he got a lot of ridicule for being a dumbass, for not fucking handling shit right. Kanye said he didn't like black people on national television. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's not the same thing.
Trump is not the first not dude the to catch thing. Fucking heat from the fucking public, man.
That is not the same thing. It's not catching heat. What I'm talking about is like out in the street name calling. All I'm saying is if we are going to hold ourselves to a standard, we cannot then go below that standard and throw food in a food fight. That's all I'm saying. It's ridiculous.
What you're saying sounds ridiculous because you're trying to talk about, you're saying we should hold ourselves to a standard. However, the person in office that leads this country has no, you know, fuck the standard. He doesn't have to do that. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. But us as Americans, we need to show a fucking more united and be better than that.
That's not what I said. You're talking about what Trump said.
What are you saying? Because Trump is the leader of the country.
I am not speaking about Trump. I'm not speaking about Trump at all. What I'm talking about is Don Lemon and everybody else who thinks it's fucking all right to talk about our president. That's what I'm saying.
Who is
Donald Trump? Just
say his name.
Everybody else. Donald Trump just happens to be the person who is the president right now. What I'm saying is it's never okay for anybody, any of these faggot ass motherfuckers, to talk about our president. That's what I'm saying. Because I love America. Maybe you don't. Maybe you hate America, but I love America. You can't talk about my president. Y'all voted Donald Trump in.
Why now?
So because of that, that's just how I feel.
But why now?
If that's going to be our highest...
Motherfuckers was all over Clinton for getting his dick sucked in the fucking Oval Office.
No, they weren't all over him. They weren't all over him. And I didn't have a podcast.
There was the other bitch that came out. There was hella bitches that were coming out talking shit about him.
There was not the same, my nigga. I'm talking about every day, all day. Every article is about how stupid Trump is, how dumb he is, how ineffective. Every single thing in the media is about name calling and trying to push buttons. That's what I'm talking about. It's not the same as Bush. It's not the same even as Obama. It's not the same as Clinton. It's not the same, my nigga. You're just making that up.
Let me make one point though. Even though I wasn't really alive during the time, I was a baby, so I wasn't paying attention. Nowadays, too, to be honest, you have to consider the fact that nowadays, like, media is 24/7 from your cell phone, everywhere. It's everywhere now. So it just looks much more exposed than it was during the Clinton administration.
That just means there's more of it.
Everywhere.
Happen.
Yeah, it's more
it didn't happen like that. It didn't happen like that, man.
I was a baby.
This is a dark, different look.
We'll be honest. I just got a text or something.
Make fun of Obama. Go ahead, Jamie Mac.
It's a lot of delay. I don't know why.
They just launched some personalized Trump 2020 doormats. Let everyone know your family stands with President Trump. Donate $75 now and get your own personalized Trump 2020 doormat.
I am not a Trump supporter. I'm an American supporter. And our president is the highest office in our country. And all you dickheads who disrespect the office got a problem with me. That's how I feel. That's just how I feel. And be mad at me if you want to. I don't care because I'm mad. I don't like the fact that you feel like it's okay to talk about our highest office that way. Because if you're the dad of a family and motherfuckers talk about you, you know what? I'm done. What was your topic, Jamie Mac? What was your topic? Hold on, Fritz, because I don't know why Jamie Mac walk all this shit back and contradict himself.
No, I'm not going to walk anything back. Because I have the right to be everywhere at all times, and this is just another example. Listen, so... my thing is this, right? Everybody, and this is just in regards to Trump and Corona, right? Everybody's talking that shit about what he ain't doing, right? Like, Trump is responsible for the death. I mean, however many there are, right? I mean, we could look it up on Johnny Hopkins and fucking find out how many deaths there are in America, but they're all because of Trump, right? Like, I talk to people and anybody who is anti-Trump is willing to blame every death in America up to this point on Trump. It's kind of like, when has that ever happened, right? I mean, when has one individual ever been responsible for the deaths of a pandemic, right? Like, nobody was responsible for the niggas that died. And I mean, not like one individual wasn't for Ebola, for fucking, was that Zika, fucking any of the shit. No one person was like, hey, this is that one guy. If it wasn't for him, we'd all still be alive. Aunt Betty, Uncle fucking Lou, all these motherfuckers would still be alive if it wasn't for Trump. I don't understand. To me, and I hate to say it, right? And I feel like we're just at this point. I'm at this point with it. I feel like this is just nature being nature, right? I mean, this is what nature does, right? Like, I mean, I remember growing up, one of the fucking sayings was survival of the fittest. Only the strong survive.
Right.
That seems like what we're dealing with right now. I mean, it's like the healthy, strong seem to be surviving. The less stronger. And listen, I know That sounds kind of heartless to say. And God willing, I make it through the other side. I'm healthy enough to be on the other side of this curve when it's all said and done. And I was healthy enough. And you know what? I may know some people who weren't healthy enough and maybe didn't make it, right? But are we being fucking overly dramatic to what nature really fucking is doing and what nature is? And is there any way to stop it is what I'm saying. You can't stop nature. Like, that's like fucking saying we're not going to stop hurricanes. We're going to stop fucking earthquakes. No, if there's a fucking...
Say the next one. Say the
next
one. Nature
says... It's time to rebalance this bitch.
Say the
it's
next
time
one.
To rebalance
say
this
the next
bitch.
One, Mac. You stopped the hurricanes. Say the big one. The big lie they've been feeding us for years. Go ahead and say it.
Which was that?
You know what it is.
Tornadoes?
Nope, the bigger one. The big, hey, y'all better do better. Starts with a G.
No.
Second word of the
that's
W.
Real.
No, man, it's the same shit,
it's
man.
It's actually word. It's warming, bro. You can just take a temperature thermometer. It's hotter now, dude. It's warmer. You got to fucking...
The Earth does that. Now, the Earth sure. has done that for 4.6 that billion be, years. It's heated up and it's cooled off. It's heated up and it's cooled of off. Huh?
That can be part of nature, right?
It is part of nature. Yeah. What are you talking about? That's definitely part of nature. Here's the crazy part to me.
But it doesn't have to necessarily always go that way, be honest.
You what do you mean? See,
but what happens, right? If the Earth is saying, hey... This shit is out of whack. You know what I mean? I need to fucking heat this bitch up or I need to cool this bitch off to fucking calm some shit down. Mm-mm. It'll do that. But my point is I mean, no. We've had pandemics before, right?
Yes.
We've had outbreaks. We've had bird flu. We've had all these other shits before.
Right.
Well, it just happens, right? I mean, there was hella people that died from the fucking, was it Spanish flu? I don't think we're there yet. I mean, talk about 1% of the whole world?
Right.
Come on, we ain't there yet. I mean, and that was a recalibration of fucking, you know, just the world doing what it does. There's bugs out there. When the fucking white man came to Hawaii, all the fucking natives died. He brought all them germs. But now look, there's whatever lasted was the stronger and survived, right? They're still Hawaiians.
So
here, but a lot of them died.
Here's the problem, Mac. So I think that in the third world, that still is probably very, very important. But here in the first world, I think what we've tried to do is we've tried to protect our weaker, I guess, people. We've created environments that allow people to thrive regardless of how strong they are. That's what you signed that social contract, my dude. Like, you're part of the problem.
It sounds like the Ribbon for Everybody Participation Award, I feel like that's a participation award for life.
You signed that contract. You're part of it.
I didn't sign that.
Yes, you did. We all did. We all, every time we let somebody say that there should be men in a woman's bathroom or a woman in a man's bathroom, that's okay as long as they identify as that. We're signing that contract. You did sign that contract.
I never agreed to any of that.
I haven't seen your picket sign.
I went to that protest.
I don't think we all signed that.
I didn't see any of y'all show up for the, you know what I'm saying, the protest. None of you guys were out there with your Trump.
I was there at the protest, my nigga.
I don't think so. What I'm saying, though, is that we've evolved as people to where we take care of our old people. We take care of our young people. We take care of our weak people. You know what I'm saying? We've decided to do that because we feel like that's being a better human being. So I don't know necessarily that only the strong survive fits this. That's kind of an asshole way to look at it. But
that's nature.
I'm an asshole, so you're not gonna have to sell me too hard on it.
But that's nature, though, B. That's, and this is the thing, right? Fucking the little fucking deer gets born. That mama deer is on her way. She's like, nigga, get to stepping or die, right? And again, I think if you might ask some of the older people, hey, man, you're kind of draining Earth right now, man. It's kind of, you know, being taxed, you know, with the global warming. Have you seen how fucking the Earth has been flourishing since motherfuckers been on lockdown?
So you think people would vote for
dolphins and fucking?
You think people would vote for Only the Strong Survive to come back?
Dr. Kevorkian was a thing, right?
Let's do this. In the live room right now, if you think that the Only the Strong should survive, I want you guys to type strong. And we'll see what comes back. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, there were some people that agree with Dr. Kevorkian, right? I mean, there's not all old people don't want to fucking live. That's a fucking misnomer. Just to say that fucking everybody just wants to fucking stay alive. No, there's some people that are like, you know what? I'm done. And I think we should fucking at least survey for those people right off the bat and see who wants to catch the corona behind them. You know what I mean? I think we should at least take volunteers.
We already got a week. The Reese says week. I'm telling you, you signed
what
it.
What are we
too,
doing, man. Right?
You,
I mean,
you signed it too, man.
I think that's why these other countries in like Russia and fucking China.
Oh, China doesn't care.
I think they would say something different.
China, I've seen a Chinese person sling a cat by his tail and hit it against a wall a few times. Like they don't, they're just, they're built differently, man. We're soft. We're very soft here nowadays. This is not the same America. You know what I'm saying? Don't tread on me, whatever. Don't tread, whatever. We're not that country anymore. We're now the country that has a bathroom set up. Our bathroom rules set up so that you can walk into it whether you have the right equipment or not. That's who America is now. And that means that we got to protect everybody who's sniffling and sneezing and coughing and aching. Stuffy head fever that can rest medicine. That's what we do. Nobody says strong, Mac.
Nah, man.
Nobody has said strong yet. It's been a few minutes.
Nobody said strong?
Nobody said.
And they're all young.
Jay Smooth, do you think only the strong should survive?
Do I think only strong should survive? Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, they should. Why not? I was just looking up something, J-Mac, into this shit that you was talking about as far as previous presidents and talking about the pandemic. And I see something that says in 2005, George Bush said, if we wait for a pandemic to appear, it will be too late to prepare. His pandemic plan stressed social distancing, school and large gathering council, besides other measures. And back in 2003, they was talking about, it said something about the SARS and bird flu 2005. And then right here, it said H1N1 in 2009, where Obama did some shit. And it said that in September 2019, this motherfucker didn't extend. They had some shit that worked with countries that had over 1,200 some different viruses and the potential to be pandemics, including 160 novel coronaviruses. And they let the shit expire and didn't want to fund the shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's probably some more deeper shit to this shit. Hey, fuck that. We blame Trump. This motherfucker came and did his own thing. He tried to reverse every fucking thing that all the other fucking presidents did. So why not blame this nigga?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So what happened to the other countries, right? I mean, that would make sense if all the other countries had avoided the pandemic and only America got it, because then that would make sense because he let everything lapse, right? He didn't fucking fund the right projects. He didn't put the right people in place in our country. Meanwhile, everybody else in the rest of the world was up on it. Not the case.
Well,
everybody got fucked up.
They say China was motherfucking, it's like they motherfuckers had the secret sauce and they knew some shit was going on and they didn't want to bring the U.S. in on involved on the shit because they were just trying to stock up on all the bullshit, on all the supplies and shit like that. Then when we finally just start responding to it, nigga, we behind. It's too late now.
I feel like Prince Reggie could have let a nigga know because he was over there.
I'm gonna tell you something. Like I truly believe, man. I was having some conversation with some friends over the last week. Hey, bro, I really think I might have had some symptoms of this fucking corona shit. You know, if it was last year or early this year from fucking French Reggie. I'm telling you, especially since he came back. I'm telling you, because I told Beyonce, I said Beyonce had some shit, and J-Mac, you got sick too. Y'all had some shit that was lingering for a couple of weeks that you just could not get rid of.
That was all before I came back.
That was unsure of. But nigga, we had been around you. You'd been over there in that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just telling you, it might have been suppressed. And, you know, it might have just came out. Be honest, or J. Mike might have got nervous about something or got, you know, outraged about something and it came out. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? But you know what I'm talking about, be honest with J. Mike? Well, y'all niggas were sick for a couple of weeks.
So you're helping out my point then, because again, like fucking Miss Seeley said, I'm still here.
Yeah, you
are. I'm still here. So we still here. So we're strong.
What did Miss Seeley say? What are you talking about, man? What are you
doing? I'm still here.
She's you could take me out.
I may be black, but I may be poor, I may be ugly, but I'm still here.
Okay.
But no, I'm just saying, we all may have had it. We're all still here.
Right.
Therefore, that's my point. We're strong. So now we got the antibodies. We good. We just moving on. We passed the border.
But,
we're good.
But be honest, to that point, what you're saying is that the strong survive, right? To a sense, yeah, but then it's kind of fucked up because if my grandma or somebody get this shit, I wouldn't want them motherfuckers to be taken out Nobody from this is. Shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I'm going to miss them, you know, and shit like that. But hey, grandma and them, they done had some good years.
No, see, year. I'm not doing that. See, I'm not doing what he's doing. I'm being straight up fucking real about this. At a certain point, it's inevitable that as
we all gonna die. Yes, we all gonna die
this weekend. No. Not that's part of it, right? But as you get older, or even if, as your immune system weakens, you're more susceptible to have fucking issues that are fucking gonna lead to your death. That is fucking part of nature. We're acting as if now that this shit happening is something we've never seen before. Like, this is, oh my God. Now, again, nobody wants to see the elderly fucking die. We don't want to see that die. But you know what? That's what nature does, man. I don't know what to say about that. That's what happens. Old deer get eaten first.
Look, old trees fall over. Storm.
I mean,
the roots are bad. You know,
it ain't the young ones. It ain't the young, strong trees with all the roots. It ain't the young deer fucking sprinting. It's the weak and the sick that get eaten by the lions.
Fuck that, J-Mac. Yeah, I agree with you.
And at the end of the day, Jamie Mac's right. The strong do gotta do survive. I was talking about my uncle last week, who's older, who has health implications already, and he survived. Like, he's out of the ICU now. He's doing much better. So it's like, if you're strong, you're strong. You're gonna make it out. But at the same time, there's gonna be some people that's gonna...
Ain't God good?
God's good.
Ain't God
wait,
good.
No, wait a fucking minute. Wait a fucking minute. He's not good,
Reggie.
He's not good for the 60,000 people that died.
He's good for the prayers that were sitting up for him. Be honest, what you got to say about that, man?
You niggas with this religion.
What up, Slack family? Way to go, Slack family.
You niggas with this God.
You did that shit.
God is good shit. Fucking
Slack. Are you saying Slack family didn't do that?
Everybody who's had a family member or loved one who died thinks you're a fucking asshole. They should. If they don't, then they're messing up.
What? Nope. Unfortunately, everybody can't go. And it's just like the story in the good book when he told old girl, don't look back, and she looked back, and that motherfucker turned into ashes. Like, everybody ain't gonna be able to go, be honest. It's just unfortunate. Somebody gotta be a part of history. You gotta be a part of history. Oh,
so who decides to go in and who decides? Like God decides that?
God decides that, man. He only knows the day and the time. He knows
that
the day and time.
That proves Giannis's point.
You know what I'm saying?
About what?
That if he decides who makes it and who doesn't make it, what's the point of the prayer?
Because
he already decided.
Exactly.
No. He didn't already decide. Listen, bro. Ever see the bouncer at the club?
God is a bouncer.
He got a hard job,
my nigga.
Right?
God is a bouncer.
Listen,
my nigga.
No, I'm just saying.
The
club letting people in.
You,
be honest. Stop.
You fucking religious
don't let
people.
Don't let the word bouncer get you stopped.
Religious
up.
People.
It's the dude
I
letting
swear.
The people in. It's the dude letting the people in. Hush.
That's not God. Right. There's a guy who's at the gate.
Reggie.
It's not God.
This dude got a tough job. He got to decide. Everybody can't fit in the fucking club. Everybody can't. Reggie, some people got to go home. Some people can come in. It's this dude's job to determine who gets in and who doesn't. Sure, some people, just because you didn't get in, does that mean he fucking hates you? Hell no, though.
Next time.
There's no next time. That's
usually
time.
When the boss don't
just get there early. Fuck that. Get there early. You might have had on some sneakers and it might be dress up.
You were
night.
Late
you know
tonight. You were late tonight, Jason.
No, I wasn't.
We get here at 8:20 to make sure mics work. You got here at 8:31.
No, I didn't. I was 8:30. Nigga, stop lying. I was 8:30. You said 8:30 on time. Nigga, matter of fact, I logged in at 8:29.
I said
8:29. Matter of fact, hey, my shit was already A. I just had to press the button and
Jimmy
I knew Mac, my shit was going to work.
Jimmy Mac, what time did I put in Slack to be in the room?
8:20.
I called you at 7 to fucking clock to check with you.
French
and
resident.
I text. Y'all niggas still didn't text me back.
French resident.
Hey, so I ain't French even trying resident. To hear that shit.
What time did it say in the Slack? Our room in the Slack that we're supposed to check on for these types of things. What time did it say for us to be in the room to test mics?
8:20.
Okay, so
French. What time? French. Watch this. French. What time did I call you? I sent the text message to everybody.
It's not French Reggie's responsibility.
I called you. I called French. Don't call me. I was calling Jamie.
Be on time. Don't call me.
Nigga, I text. I'm like, okay.
You didn't call me.
I said it's all good.
Hey, look.
You was next, my nigga.
Listeners, I want you guys to know that Jay Smooth wanted to put us all in harm's way today. He was actually thought we were going to be in the studio recording live together.
You said that, hey, we're going to see about coming back in the motherfucking studio. No, what y'all think about this
shit?
You said, let me check with the wifey.
No,
let me see.
No.
And you said, for one show, we just going to do live or whatever.
That
you
know what I'm saying? Like, okay,
let me just make sure.
Well,
it'd be just my luck.
Hey, look.
It'd be just my luck. Yeah. I stay at home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All y'all niggas in the studio.
How come Jamie Mack didn't show up? How come French Reggie didn't show up?
Because proper planning, an hour and a half before, I said, let me make a fucking phone call. Let me see what the deal is.
Hold up.
Hour and a half.
Hold up. He fucking did the Wizard of Oz thing. Is this nigga in your house right now?
Absolutely not.
Is this why this nigga's not in a car?
Absolutely not.
Did you have to provide this nigga with the four walls?
No, absolutely not.
Nigga, I'm at home, motherfucker. I'm at home, nigga.
I know you're a vagabond, nigga. You're so yearning.
I can be at home all the time.
Call that nigga a vagabond.
I just told you, nigga, I didn't feel good today, nigga. So that's why any other time, nigga, I'm out.
Who wears a V-neck with a t-shirt underneath it? Who wears a t-shirt under a V-neck?
Me.
Nobody wears V-neck turtles. No one wears V-neck t-shirts.
It's all good. Can't none of y'all niggas talk about my dress, because I dress better than all y'all niggas now. How about that? Can none of you niggas talk about my motherfucking gear? Sure.
You dress like a weirdo. Yeah. Nobody agrees with you.
I do.
Nobody on this show agrees with you. French Reggie dress is better than you. Jamie Mack, Jamie Mack, you and I both, you know, I don't care, and I know you don't care.
Can we stay on topic? French Reggie and Jay Smooth do care.
If you had to pick between French Reggie and Jay Smooth, who dresses better?
Let's stay business. Come on, let's go.
I'm going to say French Reggie.
I agree.
It's okay.
French Reggie takes chances. He has that hat that doesn't have a bill in the front. Like, Jay Smooth, you can't pull nothing like that off. You would like a meatball if you did that.
That's okay. I am a meatball.
You wearing a Beverly Hills polo V-neck. I know it's not a real polo V-neck, because polos don't make V-necks. They don't make V-necks.
A U.S. Polo Association.
This is not Ralph Lauren. This is Beverly Hills polo.
And that's a gas station. That's a gas station Falcons hat too, nigga.
First of all, he got two V-necks underneath. That's it. That's not Ralph
Lauren. And he got double V-necks on. And it's a dingy.
No,
your shirt is dingy as fuck.
That didn't start off as a V-neck. That white one didn't start off as a V-neck. Just like that commercial where that nigga's collar was all soggy. That nigga got soggy collar.
White one is the same t-shirt I got on now.
That looks like your skin color. Is it she look like it's the same color as your chest?
French, why you trying to blame me? Nigga, hey, one thing motherfuckers know about me, I always wear clean white t-shirt. None of my shits is faded. If I find out that they faded, nigga, they go to the trash. I don't even play them.
You can't have faded white. But,
right.
But
hey, you're absolutely
but
right.
It is kind of like... It does have a worn look to it, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, the neck just is a little bit tight.
It look like you've been hanging microphones.
You said what?
Lapel microphones off of that bitch.
Hey, whatever, nigga. Hey, it's still good. It's a fresh white tee.
That's not a V-neck. It's that nigga got on a U-neck.
He was wearing a he's wearing a clip-on tie on that bitch.
That nigga got on a U-neck. And a nigga,
Jesus, put the red shirt back on, nigga. That white one is sloppy to the motherfucker, boy. Don't put that bitch. Don't let no one see you in that shit.
God,
not when you try to be a stylish nigga. You can't be a stylish nigga in that sloppy ass white shirt.
I guarantee you that nigga had his spandex too. I guess the one that stretched. I guarantee it.
He had a red V-neck on, an under white T-U-neck on, and a wife beater on.
And the cool piece about it is he was sitting right up next to French Reggie, and French Reggie's white is just like shining bright on that nigga's dingy shit like that. Like right. It was a Tide commercial versus like all temperature.
Right.
All temperature. Sure.
Oh my God. This nigga, did he quit the show? Good. Did he quit the show again?
I think he went to go do a wardrobe change. You fucked him up with that shit, man.
I really wish I could kick niggas out, because I would kick him out of the room so quick. Oh, look at this guy.
Oh, shit. Here he comes.
The North Face.
Oh, North Face.
And he still got the he still got the V-neck.
He came back with a long sleeve shirt on.
That's a little wider.
Hey,
though,
it's all good.
That's a little wider. I'm glad.
Definitely more wider.
But that neck is still a little lazy.
That's good.
It's a little wavy, right? It's a little wavy.
And nigga got on.
Nigga, it's wrinkled. It's wrinkled like a motherfucker.
No, you supposed to be the best dressed.
It's wrinkled and wavy, man.
How can the best dressed nigga have bag wrinkled clothes? You supposed to be perfect when you step up in this piece.
I ain't had time to iron it before my wardrobe changed.
But
you know
now,
what I'm saying? So
but, you know what you messed up though? See, you should have kept the other shirt, man, because the North Face white is real white. That Falcons white around that little symbol, that shit is dingy, nigga. You might need to go change.
That's great. That's silver.
You might need to go change that too.
That's silver. And now you're about to blow his O-rings and shit.
Your iPhone
white.
Headphones like look a little dingy too, nigga. You might need to go change them iPhone headphones too. They a little off white.
Hey,
don't let them get you like that, bro.
It's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my!
Hey, let's get back to business, guys. Hey, enough playing. Let's be like grown men on this motherfucker. Next fucking topic.
This nigga.
Oh man, what's next, guys? For real,
I can't believe you went and changed in the middle of the show.
I can't either. I can't.
That's
actually.
What we don't.
He's so insecure. This is the most now best dressed. No, most insecure. Absolutely. You are the most insecure dude I know.
I am. That's I keep them women coming though. Next fucking topic.
That's why.
Like I said. Next topic.
Well, you know what though? You keep What's the women up? Coming to you. Are you talking about sexually? Or are you talking about sexually? Or are you talking about just in number, in hordes?
Both.
He just called all your women whores.
No, whore does. Okay, what's the next topic?
That Corona cough, nigga.
Yep, I got it. That's why you can't come here.
But he's strong, though.
French.
That nigga been holding that shit for like fucking 3 months.
Right. Is everything okay? French, is your topic,
now, French Reggie looks like he's stuck. Or maybe he's just showing off his medallion, how he's flexing.
I'm good.
Okay, bring it in, nigga.
Right now, we didn't even go on the first topic, but okay. I can bring my topic in if that's where we want to go.
You didn't see the edit? Jamie Mac edited. He didn't want to do the topic that we put in the show because what? Fuck show preparation. Why prepare for a show? That shit been in there half the day. Why go off that?
He could have called.
This nigga could have called at any point during the day and said, hey, I'd rather do the other topic. Nope, I want to do it on the show, live. I want to change this shit up on the show. Fuck what y'all
That's how
planned.
I keep y'all niggas on your toes. And the thing about it is, everybody caught on except for this nigga.
Right.
you was already, you said, you with it? Let's do that. Let's do the other topic that you got. Let's rock and roll.
Jay Smooth,
this nigga's
even
still
prepared,
waiting to hear talk about best sex positions.
Jay Smooth even prepared all of our previous statements about coronavirus and us having it earlier. He wanted to, and he repeated that. He was already even on that too. He said it word for word almost what we've said in the past few months. And I'll give a shout out to the room. Twin believes him. She says she agrees with Smooth. So I guess indirectly, Mac, she agrees with us.
It's all good. Next topic.
Okay.
I was trying to give him some time.
Let's go to the topic.
I was trying to get French some time to put it together so we can start going.
Now we good. I was thinking the other day about marriage because I was I was having a conversation with my friends. I was having a conversation with the homies, and then one of my homies was like, he was deciding like, should he start taking the girl he was messing with very seriously? And then you know we just started talking, and then the question I asked him, I was like, is this somebody like when you can't provide shit for, like when you like old and nothing is working, and is this somebody you can be cool with if you like be happy being bored with? So and I was one day. And it got me to start thinking, change marriage. Should we make it like a contract? Like every 4 years, if everything's all good, we continue. If not, should we opt out and go our separate ways? Even split was involved. If people we're talking about how, people with a lot of money, but if not, just even keel. Let's go our separate ways. And you guys are married outside of Smooth. I want to know what you think about it. Is it something that's possible? Because you guys already say marriage is like a contract. It's already a business. So if we, I just want to know your perspective. If we just take it like every 4 years and then you come with the wife and you talk, hey, we're still happy. I still like you. Cool. If not, let's bounce. Fuck both of y'all. No, but for real. No, but for real. Like, because you got to think, like...
What are we thinking about? What we got to think about, bro?
should the laws change now? Should the laws change now? That's all I'm saying.
And, okay, so it sounds like you're saying that you can't do that now. I mean, that's what I don't understand. It's like, okay, so after 4 years, if you were married, so right now, the way it is, if you're with someone for 4 years, do you figure shit don't work? You can get out, bro. I mean, you really can.
Yeah, but you know,
you want to have that, like, predetermined, though?
No, I'm talking about the pain that people go through divorce. I'm talking about paying lawyers, all those things that you have to deal with divorce. If that's not, it's like a license renewal. It's like you just go in, you know how when your license expires, you just go back to DMV. Just like that, plain and simple. No lawyers, no like divorce attorneys, no nothing. You just like, hey, the license expired. We don't want to renew it. We going our separate ways. That's nothing to the point where that's what I'm saying.
Why do that again? What's that again? Why are we going in this change again?
All right, I'm gonna stop messing with you, French Reggie. Here's the thing, right? Prior to me getting married my second time, I was of the opinion that I don't want to marry you and force you to stay with me. I want you to stay because you want to be here, not because it's hard to get out of. So I kind of understand what you're saying in a way, but and that makes total sense. I can give you all the details and the reasons why it works. However, on paper, that shit looks good. In real life, my girlfriend left me and said, nigga, get it together or else we're not going to get back together. We need to get married. So I hear what you're saying, but adding in all of those variables makes it... Women aren't going for it. Whether men and their logical ideas of what they think life should be about and what women are not going for that. I don't know one woman that would go for that. I don't see how that works in the real world. Building in a four year conference period where we're going to sit down and talk again and we'll see how it's going in 4 years.
Renew it.
Women don't even want to sign prenups.
So you got to renew it. So in essence, what I think you're saying, right, Reggie? So in 4 years, your marriage expires, and you guys have to love each other again to get married again.
Marriages cost $20,000.
No, I'm saying like every when you get married, there's a certain license you guys have. No, I don't know if it's a license or certificate. You guys
got a marriage license.
Marriage license. To show proof that let's say that shit expires every 4 years, and you have to get it renewed. You just don't get it renewed if you don't really like the girl, if the girl don't really like you. And then it's considered just like
a girl. You mean the woman that you decided to do. So what am I? So your the wife. Marriages are then now being reduced to trials.
Driver's
you know,
licenses.
This is just the thing, right? This is not really someone I'm really going to spend the rest of my life with. This is, I just want to be able to spend the next 4 years with someone. So let's get married.
I'm not saying that's what I'm not saying you have to think about it that way. I'm just saying every 4 years, the law gives you a chance to get the fuck out if you're not happy.
So, okay.
French Reggie saying
French Reggie saying he wants your wife, if you get married, he wants it to be like a car payment, right? You know what I'm saying? You married for 48 months. If you decide you want to trade that motherfucker in for something new and upgrade, you having an opportunity to fucking upgrade. You know what I'm saying? But I don't, you know, I don't know if people, you know, I can say most people when they get married, they're not looking to kind of get rid of them after a few years, right? They're not hoping.
It doesn't
they
mean want you have to keep them.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that kind of just it kind of puts some bad shit on that, because it's like saying if I go into a marriage and we start talking about before we get married, talking about prenups and all that bullshit, I'm like, what the fuck? Let's if we ended to win and we stay together, let's just be married. Whatever happens in the marriage, stay in the marriage. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think you should get me person.
Stay miserable. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying if it it's not because what's happening is you're putting a time frame on it, 4 years. If it and what you're saying, beyond it's like if I'm unhappy at 22 months, 18 months, fuck that. If I don't see it getting better, then I can get out before 4 years. I don't have to wait to the end of the contract to get out. Let me get out this shit. You know what I'm saying? But I want to make sure that I try and do everything I can to make it work. And if I see that it doesn't work and she's put all her effort in, then we dissolve it. There's no sense of us continue to, you know, try to be in this and be unhappy. You know what I'm saying? So definitely get out the shit. That's what I'm saying.
So then you're saying do the 4 years. But
I'm not saying even 4 years. If I'm unhappy at 3 years and I don't see it's working, I've tried everything that I need to try, then I just get out of this shit. But when I get married, I'm hoping to be married for forever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that I don't be married.
You don't think women would be cool with that?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't know a woman. Now maybe you know some of these new progressive, you know what I'm saying, gender reassigning women. You know, no, I was talking about the other ones. The ones that had they don't even have identity. Like identity can change in a snap of a finger. Maybe some
I
of
feel
them.
Like my generation of women will be more down with that.
What happens if you marry a woman and then she starts identifying as a man? You staying married?
Can you guys
I'm gonna take your silence as a yes.
I'm asking all of y'all.
Fraternity probably said yeah.
I'm asking all of y'all.
Oh yeah, no.
You didn't change the game up.
She didn't go out and get a penis. She just said she identifies as a man. Now.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck that. You've changed up every. This is no. You're not what the fuck I thought you were gonna be.
It's not even. What you are, and so you can't make changes mid game. So you can't we got married, and we were monogamous when we got married,
Jamie
and
Matt.
Then all of a sudden, you know, two years later, you like, hey, I just want to fuck everybody now. You know what I mean? Like, Jamie no, Matt, nigga, this not what I signed up
you
for.
Changed,
if that's the case, then I'm
you've
out.
Been changing your whole marriage. You have been changing your whole marriage. You think that when Smooth first got with his first girlfriend, she thought he was going to look like this? Imagine if the first girl had married him. You think she would have assumed he would look like this at age 44? Wearing 3 and 5 t-shirts at a time?
Nigga, 44 looks good.
Smooth, what's the max number of t-shirts you can wear at once? What do you think? What's the too many?
I wear one t-shirt and one shirt on top of it. I'm always going to wear a t-shirt.
But you got a wife beater too.
A wife beater or an A-top.
Was that like a cami
or V-neck or a regular T-shirt?
It's like a cami.
Well, I said wife beater, whatever. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But I'm always gonna wear a T-shirt. Period.
Why? So your nipples don't show?
Nah, that's just I need something close to my.
He's trying to hide that tattoo.
You need something close to your chest. What is the other shirt doing?
Yeah. It's like seeing somebody that fucking just sweating on the arm and it's just all that sweat on the like nigga. You need a T-shirt on, nigga. Hey, catch all that shit.
You know,
if you had a T-shirt, you wouldn't worry about that.
If you lost some weight, you probably wouldn't sweat so much. Hey, friends, Reggie. So what I was asking you
before, I don't even sweat.
So then why do you wear 2 shirts?
Fat neck ass nigga.
So why do you wear 2 shirts?
I just wear a T-shirt because that's me. That's just me. And probably because of the military.
Okay.
Because of the military.
Yeah. So, friends, Reggie. So what I was asking before you left was, if you married a woman and then she decided that she was going to identify as a man, would you stay with her?
J-Mac said you would.
He did not say finish. You would.
Well, I know how you love strong, bro.
Actually, he said your silence means yes, but that was because you were logging out and logging back in. So we're gonna give you the opportunity.
But I know how you love strong, Reggie.
Soul ties. So if your girl, You're married, and she decides that she wants to identify. So what are you going to do, stay or go?
No, I'm going to tell her that she's acting stupid.
So you're
like, I'm going to call the bullshit.
She doesn't want to have a dick. She's saying you can still hit the poo nanny.
Yeah, but you got to call her Roger.
She
just want to
wear overalls. She want to dress like Crisscross in the 90s.
You got to call her Spencer.
And she don't want to shave no more.
Hold up. So she's just going to change her style.
Her identity. She wants you to call her a man. A man's name. She wants to be treated like a man. But she's still.
No, we're not doing that.
I know some dudes named Stacy and Tracy.
So you're leaving her?
It's like, yeah, we have to leave. If we can't come back to like how things were, or like knowing that you're not a man. And
so what if you met Sierra Rogers?
And you're a woman, you should accept.
What if you met Sierra Rogers at a club and she asked, you're breaking up, French Reggie. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but we can't hear you. Let's say you met Sierra Rogers at a club and she asked.
I can't hear you right now.
You can't hear me?
I can.
Okay, yeah. Let's say you met Sierra Rogers at a club, and this time she actually spoke to you for real. Like, she actually exchanged words with you. And she was like, yeah, everything is cool. I've been looking for a little chocolate dude like you. However, my name is no longer Sierra. My name is now Carl Rogers. But everything else looked like it was. Are you still getting with that?
She just changed it.
Yeah, Carl Rogers.
Let's go.
Problem. She still got the spandex.
She just changed her name. Yeah, but she changed her name.
She identifies as a man now, though. But everything is the same. She still has the same booty, the same thighs. All that's the same, but she's a man. She wants to be considered a man. So now, even though y'all are in love, you know what I'm saying? You're in love with a man. So she wants you to call your boyfriend. No. When you introduce her, say, this is my boyfriend, Carl. You have to say it like that.
But she can wear. But you can see.
We're not
going to
be together. I'm going to smash on the side. But we're not going to be together.
So you would have sex on the side with a man.
Be her role.
No,
she's not going to be the one,
dude. You would have sex on the side with a man. French Reggie's internet is awful.
It's like he's actually in Haiti. Right? He's like, he got a Haitian connection. Even his internet is Haitian.
His Comcast.
I imagine French Reggie's got like those, what do they call it, favelas? He's got like fucking hella extension cords and shit up on the fucking pole outside of his house. Just running all kind of shit.
His high speed identifies as DSL. A dial up, I mean.
Hey, French, are they throttling back your shit because you at home now and use too much internet?
French don't got a job, bro.
No, what's going on?
French has probably got a real satellite dish in his backyard, like the old school days. Not like the little miniature one. He got like the full size satellite dish.
He didn't got the neighbor shit. He didn't got their log on username and password and shit. That's what he doing.
Mac just told that joke smooth. You got to pay attention.
Ask them to reboot their shit, French.
Mac just told that joke.
Yeah.
They're recycling. Anyway, where were we? Is that it, Joe?
No, I don't know. He's the 4-year plan on fucking divorcing. I guess that's some new age millennial thinking, right? And maybe that you could bring that to the future, French Reggie, but I don't think niggas that our age, women our age, I don't think you could sell that. Yeah. I mean, even you talk about the lawyers you're cutting out, nigga, lawyers is not getting cut out of no fucking money. You know what I mean?
Hey, but you know they made the old.
And the reason.
You know they follow the baby boom. You know once before they follow the baby boomers and shit like that. So they be following with these little young motherfuckers. And you know we gonna dive before them, J Max. So who knows? Hey, by the time French reach our age and shit like that, they might have, you know what I'm saying, marriages like Cardinals. You know what I'm saying? You can get rid of motherfuckers. You think about it as a 4-year commitment. You ain't gotta be in the long term. You know what I'm saying? Hey, shit, you just count that shit down. So who knows? French, they might, hey, talk to Congress. They might change the laws up.
I can see that only in a sister wife situation. Like, okay, we just gonna do a trial sister wife deal for 4 years and see how this works, and then, you know, we'll go from there.
I don't think relationships are gonna make it out of the by 2050, we won't even have relationships anymore.
So what are we gonna have?
And what's that mean, Beyonce?
I think that this everything's gonna be so virtual, man. Look, they're already social distancing us. They're getting us prepared for the next few years for where relationships don't even matter anymore. You're gonna have Jay Smoove is gonna have a little headset he puts on, and he can have sex with all the midgets he wants.
I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day. She said she was going to the dollar store buying batteries and shit, and she realized the batteries from the dollar store don't last long in her toys. You know what I'm saying? And the guy, I guess, that worked at the dollar store was like, yo, you were just in this motherfucker like last week. Like, what are you buying batteries for like that and shit like that? And one of the other chicks that was with her said, hey, you might want to go Home Depot, especially when they got the batteries on sale, because you can buy the big pack. You know, for little to none and shit like that. So I guess these motherfuckers gonna really start depending on these fucking toys and shit, doing this social distance and shit.
No, that's just because your dick doesn't work.
He's lying. So first off, this doesn't make sense. I tell you what.
I bring him on the show.
She lied.
Do not bring anyone else on the show.
She just wanted to tell you about how she wasn't getting no dick.
Your guests come on the show and don't say anything.
Look,
they sell the same alkaline batteries, fucking Energizer, fucking all the name brand shit that they sell at any other fucker. They got the Max brands there, nigga. They got the 10-year fucking shit.
Let me ask you a question. You ever bought the Sternos from goddamn the dollar store?
The who?
You know, like you use for parties and shit? The Sternos. Yeah, like you light the fire up under the little shit, like catering shit. You ever bought those in there?
Who buys those, Smooth?
J-Mac. People that have functions at their fucking house, like you might buy this shit if you have a get together.
What are you, a caterer?
I'm not talking about. I know motherfuckers that who have parties at their house and they have the little dishes and shit, the chicken dishes or whatever.
Did you spill some gravy on that undershirt? That's why it's so brown.
So to my point, what I was trying to say is, J-Mac, if you buy that bullshit in there, that motherfucker don't last the 6 hours like they do in other stores. It lasts like an hour.
Why the fuck would you pick that thing?
So the batteries might not be that good.
Stuff in the dollar store. I'm just saying,
because J-Mac acting like all batteries are created equal. They're not created equal, nigga.
If they're made by Energizer, they are, nigga.
Nigga, they got the little red and white ones. I don't know the fuck.
Factory designed just for the Dollar General, nigga.
They got them other cheap ass batteries in there with the red and white ones that don't last long. Nigga, I know because I put them in the fire stick.
They got the Energizer. They got the Duracells. They got all the.
They don't have Duracell and fucking Dollar Store.
I've never seen Duracell and Energizer.
You a lie, J Mac.
Oh, Dollar Store, Dollar General.
Oh, Dollar General, Dollar Store,
dumbass.
Dollar General is
not the same thing. Yeah. I said dollar store.
Dollar store has those batteries that got weird writing on it. Sometimes it be Chinese and everything.
Oh yeah, the white ones.
Yeah,
those are not alkaline.
So what I'm thinking is marriage is a thing of like we're gonna probably be the last couple of generations that have marriage. I don't think that people are gonna touch as much as we do. I just don't think it's gonna happen.
We're trying. I mean,
we're trying what?
To be that generation. We was trying to lead the forefront, but because I honestly wasn't getting married again.
Right.
I was gonna have me like my Uncle Joe Cool, you know, he's got you a life partner.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then
you ain't gotta renew every 4 years. If motherfucker get tired, just leave. Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I thought I was gonna be too, but my wife wasn't having that. That was not an option. So, you know, I'm glad she did. I'm glad she held me to the fire, too, because I have a wonderful marriage, and I'm happy in my marriage. So
Best choice ever.
It worked out, but I don't think there's going to be many more of these years of these things. Like, we'll be the last couple of generations. French Reggie might get married. Smooth will never get married. That's a different story, though. But French Reggie might get married, but I doubt French Reggie's kids, they'll have the same thing. I don't know if it'll be marriage anymore. I don't think that people. I think most people will live alone, and have all their virtual whatevers as their partners. But hey, we got anything else, guys?
Like Ready Player One.
I haven't watched that. Was that good?
Come on, man.
Was that good, French Reggie? I'm not listening to Jamie Mac. Was that good, French Reggie?
No, don't do that, bro. Because you put me on Arkansas.
Arkansas was okay.
I never saw.
Oh, ask the live room. Ask the live room. Has anyone seen Ready Player One?
We don't have time because we about to get
Ready
out of here.
Ready Player One is fucking dope.
We about to get out of here. Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again.
I heard it was good, though.
Thank you. Spielberg, bro.
We appreciate you guys tuning in to the No Nonsense Show. Once again, make sure you go out to the website, raresonics.com, where you can check out all of our shows, including Black on Both Sides. Hey, they're saying we got great chemistry on Black on Both Sides, guys. What are we going to do on No Nonsense to get that chemistry right?
Cut down to two? Or what? I don't know. I meant three, Reggie.
Damn,
I
mean, that's fucked up, man.
I mean, listen, bro. Listen, I'm sorry. That is my jealousy coming out right there. Because I do be like, man,
That's why
it's a lot of mic time. That's cool to get a lot of mic time.
You know what, man? We forgot to read 5-star reviews. We got some.
Well, you keep telling us to remind you. Why don't we remind you?
I don't know why you don't remind me. I said do it in the pre-show. Last week, I said, hey, the pre-show this week, remind me to read our 5-star reviews because we got some. You know who else doesn't read 5-star reviews?
You know what it is? Reggie's...
What's up?
Reggie's Wi-Fi is too distracting.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Did we read the one from Miss KCW last time that we read it? It says a year ago. Did we read that one already? I hope we did.
So.
All right,
read it again.
Okay. I'll tell you.
Okay, so this was 1 year ago. Don't miss this. Great comedic content is seriously rare and invaluable, and the guys of the No Nonsense Show have consistently delivered hilarious podcasts for years now. They're only getting better with time. Do yourself a favor and subscribe to this and every other show from Rare Sonics Media. Once you're hooked, get with the premium subscription. It's worth every penny and more. I think we read that one before, but that is 5 stars from Miss KCW. Thank you, Miss KCW. The next one says, oh, yeah,
you read it off web.
I'm sorry, French Reggie, say it again.
Where are you reading these?
iTunes.
This is from Apple Podcasts. French Reggie, you're breaking up, dude. I don't know what you got to do, man, but it's really bad. It's like that, like that. So I'm going to skip this one because I know we read this. Episode 465, they said funny episode. That's from Joey Rich, by the way. I don't think we read this one. So this says, it's good. That's the subject. And this is from Cute Roy MC. This is one of the best podcasts I found this year and every year. All right. The next one, that's 5 stars. Thank you, Cute Roy MC. I don't know if I feel comfortable saying that, calling somebody Cute Roy.
But you said it like 3 times. He got you.
I was thinking it was
because he call you Cute Roy.
I was thinking it was Cuter Oy MC. Cuter Oy MC.
T-Roy.
All right, this is I guess the title was to what podcasts and it's .. This is from Coach Reese. Comedy, common sense, and tomfoolery. Great content and commentary on a host of topics. Keep it up, fellas. And that's from The Reese. So we've got a review from The Montoyas and The Reese, which prompts me to shout out to the homies from the Shoot from the Hip Show. I couldn't remember what it was. Our homeboys in Houston, and they're part of the Slack family as well. So shout out to them. Make sure you go check out Shoot from the Hip Show.
Mr. Montoyas is a loyal Domino student as well.
Oh my God. This one is from Javaris, or as Max says, Jarvis. Great listen.
Jarvis.
Great listen. One of the few great timeless comedic podcasts out. The podcast is great to listen to at work on a long drive or flight. Guaranteed to have you laughing, but at the same time, challenging your own thoughts and beliefs. Great content. Once you listen to any episode, you will be hooked. All right. This is from a smoothie. Damn it. Great show recommended. And this is from Twan Twizzle. These dudes are hilarious. If you are not a premium, you have to become one because you're missing out. I ran across this podcast at the very beginning of 2019, went back and listened to old episodes and caught all the way up. Found myself looking forward to new uploads all the time. Highly recommend paying for premium, worth every penny. Smooth, I'm not sure why you played that little video when a smoothie was giving you a shout out.
Is it like...
I was trying to see what that was, but hey, shouts out to Smoothie Nation out there for sure. Hey, but no, I was just clicking around in the gifts and shit, seeing what that was.
Oh, okay. The next one is from Frank.
Shouts out to Twan Twizzle.
Is it even a nation?
You're breaking up every time.
It is. Hey, that means you can't even talk. Hey, don't even talk, French. You're breaking up.
Every time you try to talk loud, French, if you talk softly, maybe it'll work. Try talking softly.
Hey, your lips are ashy.
Not ashy, is that undershirt. All right, the last one is from Frank. What's up, Mac?
It just, you made me think back to when he first came on the show, and remember his voice was, he was real soft spoken. Oh, yeah. And then he got some comments. He was like, hell no.
They was like, is that new guy gay?
Yeah. I was like, really? Like, a whole hour show, that's the one thing on your mind. Like, my thing is, even if I was, so what?
Like, what's that? Right, but I just wanted to try to match the voice.
No. What you mean, if you were, so what? What do you mean?
I think about it from my perspective as a guest to a show. You know, I come into a show, like that, I give an hour of my time. We were being funny and everything. And then every comment was, am I gay because of the way my voice sounded?
That's not what I said.
So I was like, even if I was, what's the big deal? Like the whole show was good outside of that.
But you never talk like this.
That's
now.
Why I said that.
You never talk
sometimes hard to hear.
He used to talk like a bitch.
I can't reach out.
He was still
same voice.
Our mean ass fans jumped on that ass too. Like, they were like, fuck this.
Like, who this gay soft ass voice ass thing in the world of the No Nonsense Show? Tell a nigga speak up.
Right.
Trump is nuts. Come on, nigga.
Alright, so the last one. This is from Frank the Batman. He says, great show. These dudes bring a break to a tedious week. I don't always know what road they're going down, but never hesitate to find out. Well, you know what road you're going down with Friends Reggie?
chill.
Be honest. Hey, don't be honest. This look like you, dog.
That last review was recently. That.
That's funny, Smooth.
Yeah, they like your neck, though.
That's hilarious.
Hey, go ahead, French. Hey, French. Hey, you look at Beyond's t-shirt. That nigga t-shirt, the neck on that nigga t-shirt is kind of a little weak, too.
Too late, man.
You need
too
a drawstring on that
too
motherfucker.
Late, nigga.
I'm just
too
saying.
Too late.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Too
French,
late.
You right.
Too
it's
late,
not.
Nigga. Too
hey,
late.
That
too
motherfucker
late.
Worn. That nigga.
Too
that nigga
late.
Neckline down by his titty nipples.
Right. Too late, bro.
Hey, go ahead. Close it out, Beyond. Close it out, Beyond.
No. Mac was about to say something.
Close it out, be honest. Get it, B. Close us out.
Look how many people are laughing, Smooth. You see how many people are laughing?
Go ahead, B. Close it out.
Mac was about to say something. What'd you say, Mac?
Nobody.
That's that voice.
Man.
That's that voice, Reggie, right there. Keep that voice up.
That was that voice. Don't get him. Don't make him subconscious about his voice. You grown, man. That was 3 years ago, my nigga. Your voice is like deeper.
His
like
nuts drop.
I don't know if it's deep as my 15-year-olds right now, but it's still deep though, nigga. It's ain't nobody fucking with you no more. No one's saying no questions no more.
Absolutely not.
Especially at least not pertaining to your voice. It's now about the shit you say.
Right.
So if anybody thinks you're gay, it's because of the shit you say, not how you said it.
Right. Nothing to do with your lightness in your voice.
The tone.
Anyway, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, RareSunners.com, where you can check out all our shows, Black on Both Sides, BTG for President, and Open Run with BTG. Plus, you can listen to any of the archives from all the shows that we've had in the past. What else we got? Premium subscribers. If you are not a premium subscriber yet, it will only cost you $5 and you'll get access to all of our archives going back to episode one. Where are we at now? Almost 600, right? We're like 590 or 585.
Almost 600.
So you're missing out.
And don't they get a free week?
You get a free week. You get a free week on us. All you got to do is sign up. And you get to hear us for a week. And if you don't like it, hey, unsubscribe. If you do like it, which you probably will, you know, stay with us for a little while. You know what I'm saying? Keep making this show awesome because it really does matter. Every penny matters. What else we got, guys?
Listen to all the other shows on the network. Did you already say that?
I did.
Open Run, BTG. I know you see you brought up the whole synergy on what's the name and threw the whole fucking end of the show off doing that shit. Don't leave me like that again. Don't hang no more piñatas in front of my face, be honest.
Yes, sir.
Just come on. So let's. So, but hey, Black on Both Sides. Great show. Great chemistry. Don't know why. The Open Run with BTG, great show, great chemistry. BTG for president,
it's only
great
one
show.
Person. There's no chemistry with one person.
It's still a great show, great chemistry.
It can't be great chemistry. It's one person.
He has great chemistry, man.
He has guests sometimes, but you don't say get great good chemistry with guests because they're not there every week. One person, there's no chemistry.
I've never seen that show have bad chemistry.
You know what you need to go back and listen to if you're a premium subscriber? Go to the website and search The Minds of Mac or something like that. What was it called, Mac?
The Minds of Mac,
where he was five dudes on the same podcast by himself. Check that out if you want to see a crazy nigga. That's who this guy is. Trust me, even when we're in studio, we're looking at him to make sure he keeps his hands above the table because you never know. Smooth, why you like you got a fart, man?
He does, right? Constipated face. He got that boo-boo face going on.
You sad because your t-shirt is almost under your nipples?
I don't know. Maybe it's his body. Maybe his body like sends off something because it seems like that shirt that he's got on has gotten saggier since he put it on.
It does. It does. Don't try to sit up. Don't try to sit up. Eli.
Yo, why Smooth look like Arthur?
Yo, hey, don't wear that t-shirt again. Yeah. Don't wear that t-shirt on live again, okay?
But it's name brand. What's up with
those wrist cuffs? That's not even a real North Face. Look at those wrist cuffs, y'all. You know North Face don't make wrist cuffs like that. That's a counterfeit, dude. You got that from the swap meet.
Hey, that is fine. That's fine. We appreciate it, to be honest.
Keep supporting us.
I'm not gonna stoop to y'all level. Hey, let's keep it moving. Next fucking topic.
No. You told us you're the best dressed non-censor. You told us that nobody dresses as clean and as good as you.
I am. Be honest, you still wear wide legs.
I don't wear wide legs, but while we're keeping it real, when your fat ass got too big for your dress pants, you tried to give them to me, and they were all Steve Harvey. Nigga, nobody wears Steve Harvey suits no more, nigga.
Oh, be honest, you want them, nigga.
I did not wear them.
Bullshit.
Are you back in the 36? I'll give them back to you. They just sit up there and fold it up. There was absolutely no reason because nobody wears wide legs.
No, that was about when he was a 36, Steve Harvey was probably in his fucking, like, just starting out. Like, that nigga was just starting, he was doing his own one-man show.
Okay, we're going to get out of here.
Are you, I'm just saying, I don't think you're the best dressed. We'll let people decide. Here's what we're going to do.
J-Mac, they don't even wear them kind of shirts anymore, my nigga, so it's all good.
I just made this, my nigga. I'm going to make you one.
Who don't wear tie-dye?
Nigga, right. Tie-dye. Ain't nobody rocking tie-dyes no more like that, nigga. Please. Okay. Y'all niggas, y'all old here. That's like wearing Coochie and shit now.
So you're a young guy. What's the new hot shit?
Let's get out of here.
We getting out of here, nigga. Just kick yourself out. Kick yourself out. We want to talk some more.
Nigga, get out of here.
Kick yourself out.
Nigga, get out of here, nigga. Let's go.
Let's do this. Mac, you want to, French Reggie, Mac, y'all want to have like a dress off one day? We'll pick a day, maybe next month, and we'll all wear our best outfit. I guarantee you, Smooth is not the best dressed person in the room.
Okay. Okay, y'all wear y'all best outfit.
And we're gonna let the live room vote.
Wear y'all shit. Rock out.
I'm about to be pimped out. Y'all don't even know.
Say no more.
Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. And we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.